I think we're up to Hilchos Tzitzis, we're up to chapter 15, we're doing section 13. We were talking about at what point is it considered separate that the tzitzit will be disqualified. So he says here that Abamedvar Mamurim, that when do we say that it's considered detached, it's only Shenifra Dakonof Legamri Minatalis, that the corner has been totally detached from the garment. But Avalim Lenifrit Menu Legamri, but if it hasn't been totally detached, even though it doesn't have the size of three goodlin connecting them, if it's just a little bit remains connected, so sewing it together helps that you sew it together to the garment, that will make it part of the garment. And therefore the tzitzis that you place after you sew, they will exempt this talis according to all views, which means we will consider this to be a corner of the garment as long as a piece of it was remained. So then when you put in the tzitzis, you're putting it on the garment. Okay. Now, we're going to go further. If you noticed on the Talit Katan and also the Talit Gadol, there is a corner piece over here at the edge. You see an additional piece sewn up at the corner. So he says in section 14, V'noyagim litfar, the custom is to sew chatichas beged, a piece of a garment, a piece of cloth, bekanfei hatalis, at the corners of the garment, Mishum deroiv begodim, because most garments, afilu chadoshim, even new garments, yesh bahem tfira tergimul agudlin lisvas habeged, they have sewn within the three goodlin to the edge of the garment. There is something sewn. Ulisvara reshoinesh in isbair besamuch, and according to the first view that was explained before, there need not be any sewn piece within the three gudlin of the edge of the garment, where you put the tzitzis. That's why where we place the tzitzis, we place a piece of garment which is 3x3, has no sewing, so that the tzitzis should be hanging on mokem or oil is kind of on a place which is fit to be a corner. Even if that piece that you place in the corner of the garment is out of leather, that doesn't matter, because if you have a garment made out of cloth, and even if the corners is made out of leather, would still be obligated to put tzitzis. Basically, what he's saying over here is that one has to make sure that this should really be one piece. Sometimes the way they make the cloths over here, I mean, by us it's not so, it's just woven together, but I guess in the olden days they used to put pieces together by sewing it together. So therefore it wasn't a real corner. That can be a problem. So they just wanted to make sure that you have a real square corner, so a flat piece. So therefore they make all pieces with a additional piece. So these are like corners, instead of being just part of the garment, you have corners. Each corner of the four corners gets such a piece of a garment. If you take a look there, and also on the Talit Gadol, you'll see that at the edge there is that corner. Now, the in section 15 he says, if the imnikra konaf atalis, if the corner of the talit was ripped, mehanekev shatzitzis tluyaboy, starting from the hole in which the tzitzis are hanging, ulamato and below atzvas atalis, until the edge of the talis. So in other words, in this case, the way we put the tzitzit, it's not such a problem. But when you look at the what happens in the Talit Gadol, the way we have it, if you if the tzitzit fall down, so that it goes down instead of being up, but it ripped and it went down all the way to the bottom. So and it goes down to the edge. So im kon ma'atolos tzitzis bekonof lakriya, if he first placed the tzitzis in when it was good. So in the beginning, when he put the tzitzis in, it wasn't ripped. In the beginning, it wasn't ripped. So that means when he put it in, shahoisa tzitzis hoiso shom b'shas hakera. So the tzitzis was there. When it ripped, the tzitzis was there. So now it's no longer the right size. But when you put the tzitzis originally, it was the right size. So afa pishen shom shir molekesh el agudel. Even though there is not the amount that it says it has to be like the place of the connection of the agudel, that space has to be left over, it's still kosher. Agudel mipnei sheshir zeh le'nemar elo b'shas asiyas hatzitzis bebeged. That shear is only at the time when you make the tzitzis, it has to be that shear. When you make it, has to be that high from the corner of the garment. However, in this case, but now that you put it in the right, now it ripped, it's still okay. And then he said, the im nikra v'nishtar kolshu, but if it ripped and there was any amount remained, the tofra, and then you sewed it together, v'achach hitl b'tzitzis. So let's say you have a ripped, and then you sew it together, and then you put the tzitzis after you sew it together, that's also kosher. That's ksheder. Ava pish ein shom archokas shir molik kesher agudel levad makmatofer. So without the sewn place, if you don't take the sewn place, you don't have enough space over there, that's still okay. Mipnei shatvira chshuva chibur. So he says, because sewing it together is considered a connection, le'inyan sheyeh mokam atofur nechshav kishol megamri. This is considered to be totally whole. The fact that you sewed it up, it's ogah. Afil if his father shenish is bar besamuch. Even according to the first opinion that we explained, kivish in ishtar kol shel nikra, since a little bit was left that wasn't ripped. So basically saying, you know, you need it to be a mole agudel from here. It's from here to the corner, but it doesn't matter if it ripped over here, it's all ripped, right? So now that you don't have, now the tzitzis is hanging down over here, if you sew this together and then you put the tzitzis in, then it's fine. The sew is considered like the beged, like the garment is whole. The same thing is also true if you had the tzitzis there the right ways and then it lowered itself also, it'll also be kosher, these laws. All right, we'll leave it over here and the next we'll talk.